Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two on a Thursday morning of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working in the coronavirus effort helping to keep us free and safe. A big special thank you. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with all the roughnecks and the people working in the oil fields, on board the rigs, the wells, wherever you're at, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or you'll even find us on Twitter. It's at Captain's America. All right, well, joining us for hour number two, we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, my friend?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, which is what we emphasize because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, Florida is in the news big time because we are opening up officially on Monday, the 4th of May, but there's a lot of things going on down here that are mirroring what the CDC and the Coronavirus Task Force and President Trump are wanting to see, and we're going to be kind of like the leader, if you will, for the rest of the country because of a couple of things. First of all, can any of the states that you know have live sporting events?
Not that I know of right now. Not in person with fans, right?
Well, we can have live sporting events. We just cannot have them with any fans in them. We can start that as soon as Monday, May the 4th. Now, let's take a caller here real quick. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, sir.
Hi there. Oh, this is our friend up in what, Kentucky?
Kentucky.
All right, what's up? What's up there, sir?
No, I just wanted to call and say that you're a blessing, and there's a lot of people out there, you know, that, well, they're going through some tough times.
Yep.
And, you know, there's not that many grocery stores open.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of living on the dollar store.
Uh-huh.
And, but, you know, it's wonderful to listen to you. You're a comforting voice in the middle of the night, and Lucy, my dog, and I, we just listen to you and pray for tomorrow.
Well, you give that dog another dog biscuit. How's that?
If it was
around,
right.
I'd see what I would. Okay, thanks very much, my friend. Thanks very much, my friend. All right, and that's nice to hear that sort of stuff, Kyle. And, of course, I wish, you know, Kentucky is kind of spread out. I get it. I was talking to somebody in, Lexington, and there's a Kroger store, and they've cut the hours back on a Kroger store, and it's like the only grocery store in this particular part of Lexington for like 5 miles in any direction, and they didn't have a large selection of meat. They'd cut back on the meat. You could only order like maybe one package of ground beef, and maybe you could get like one package of chicken and one package of sausage, and that was it.
Yes, we are seeing other stores that are implementing those kinds of restrictions. Part of that, Captain, has to do with the perceived idea that there's going to be a meat shortage. And I say perceived only because we continue to hear the opposite, that there's meat stored up, but it's a...
Well, I know there's meat stored up because I've been talking to the people from that are storing the meat up, okay, and where the warehouses are, the refrigerated warehouses. And a lot of these chains bought up a lot of stuff when they got deals on prices, and it's there. I mean, they got it. They just haven't brought it out, and they'll probably bring it out gradually. They're not going to bring it all out at once. But let's talk about what's going on down here, because all people in Florida are being encouraged to still continue to limit their personal interactions outside of the home. However, you can be 6 feet apart, which is what they're suggesting. You can be closer than that, but if you are, then everybody's supposed to be wearing a face mask and not more than 10 people in a group. That's a little different switch.
Well, it is, and again, it's trying to get the ball rolling and trying to be safe.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, Captain, I don't know what the Democrat elite really want everybody to do other than sit at home.
Well,
but yet people can't sit at home because
they're livelihood. And then we can't get the herd immunity.
That's really
important. And what we're doing down here is actually to get the herd immunity, because in counties like Miami-Dade and Broward and Palm Beach, where they do have a larger number of cases reported, and there has been still an increase, not a decrease, they're being told that they've still got to pretty much shelter in place, and there's some more restrictions to them. But you know, we have a large senior citizen population down here. You know that, right?
Well, of course, yes.
So senior citizens and individuals with any significant underlying medical conditions are being told to stay at home and take all measures to limit their risk of exposure to anybody, because if you've got chronic lung disease, moderate to severe asthma, serious heart conditions, have not been got your immunization vaccination up to date, and you've got cancer or diabetes, or you're severely overweight, or you have liver disease, they're telling people just don't do it. Don't go out. Have somebody do it for you. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be back with more when we come back, and we're going to talk about what is open and what isn't open. And by the way, people flying in here from outside the state, they're all getting checked. They're all getting COVID-19 tests at the airport. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, is there anything you're...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And again, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that put together Relief Factor. Now, you know, I've been taking this product for 4 years, and I swear by it. I've had a lot of problems. I've got arthritis because of it with different things you break. You find out older in life, you wind up with arthritis. But I broke my back twice, so obviously I've got back pain. My spine's been fused, so I can only bend over so far. And neck pain, nope, not me. Shoulder pain, yeah, because I've broken my shoulder, too, a couple times. And every now and then, it just gets sore, you know what I mean? And foot pain, well, I got a replacement ankle. And again, all that was thanks to the line of duty. But muscle aches, general pain, all together, this stuff works. Relief Factor, all natural. $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. All you got to do is go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And on that page, there's a little video with Pete and Seth in it, about 2.5 minutes long, telling you what's in the Relief Factor and how it works for you. And then they tell you to go ahead and click on the little link that's right there and order the $19.95 quick start, which is what everybody does to start with. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be surprised. Had somebody yesterday, ran across, was having a headache. I gave them not one, but I gave them 2 packs. And I said, you know, it doesn't hurt to take double, but try one of these for the heck of it and see what happens. They took 1 pack, called me back 30 minutes later because I went on my way. They went on theirs, said, my headache's gone. I said, good. A couple hours and I'll take the other pack and then make sure. And I don't know why. I really don't. I don't know why. I just know that what's in this Relief Factor works. And it just amazes me at the things it can do to help people. just amazes me. Plus, it keeps the swelling down out of my ankle, my bad ankle. So there you go. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Meanwhile, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to finish this conversation about Florida because this will give everybody an idea pretty much of what's going to be going on in your states when they do this. This is phase one, they're calling this. Now, businesses restricted and either open selectively or not open at all. No bars, no pubs, no nightclubs that derive more than 50% of their gross revenue from the sale of alcoholic beverages at all. And that's because they're gathering places and they don't want people to gather, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And, again, no concerts, none of that sort of stuff. But there will be sporting events, but nobody will be going to them. You'll be watching it on television or listening to it on the radio because there just won't be any people allowed to begin with anyway at the sporting events, baseball, football, hockey. And restaurants and food establishments, which make all the country go, may allow on-premises consumption of food and beverage so long as they adopt the appropriate social distancing measures. That means tables 6 feet apart. That means if they have a bar, no more stools at the bar. Everybody's got to stand, but they got to stand 6 feet apart, and they're talking about putting plexiglass up in between, which is going to look like they're standing in a horse stall, I guess. And the occupancy inside is limited to 25%. But then, on the outside, outdoor seating is permissible with the appropriate social distancing of 6 feet. Many places are putting in the tables with the umbrellas and getting ready for that. So that's not a bad idea. However, if you want to keep yourself slim and trim, Kyle, no gyms, no fitness centers, and you're ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
No beauty centers, salons, no barbershops yet.
Not yet. And again, we need to remember this is phase one, and the governor talked about the idea of course wanting to progress based on how successful this phase one is. He also talked about the idea that, you know, you could see fans attending major sporting events maybe by June or July, perhaps.
They're talking about July 4th as their goal.
Right. And but again, it all is based on how everything progresses. Mm-hmm. But you're right on the restaurant front. Hopefully a lot of people are going to go out and get a bite to eat at a restaurant because they have suffered so very badly.
Go early.
But, well, exactly. But with the capacity issue, no matter where this is going to be implemented, and that's why it's important to patronize the restaurants then, because they're based mm-hmm. on the idea of how many tables, yeah. how much they can pack people in. So yeah. they really need help now.
And of course, the other thing, a lot of people come down here and they rent a vacation home or whatever. They are not going to be able to do that. That remains in effect. For obvious reasons, and then the in-store, the retail sales establishments are going to be able to open up whoever, wherever, only 25% capacity, so there you go, and listen to this, Steve is saying, that sounds like fun, go into a bar and be herded into a six-foot stall by yourself to have a cold beer. Good luck with that. I just told you, no alcoholic beverages at the bars.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly. But, yeah, the idea that somehow, I mean, things will look very, very different in yeah. terms of how
yeah.
people are going to have
If it's a bar, okay, if it's just a bar, they're not going to be allowed to open. But if it's a restaurant that has a bar that sells food, that's a different story. They'll be the ones that are open.
Right, precisely. And that's where you may encounter these kinds of separation technologies.
And then here's where the rubber meets the road. This is where they get your attention, then I'm done. Mm-hmm. The violation, what happens, the enforcement here in Florida, is violation of this order is a second-degree misdemeanor pursuant to Florida statutes and is punishable by imprisonment not to exceed 60 days and a fine not to exceed $500 or both. That's what the punishment is.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully there won't be a whole lot of that kind of thing happening, but at the very least, this is a step forward, and people are waiting, Captain. They are wondering, and especially when you talk about the barbers or the gyms or hair salons, these kinds of things, you know, if more and more people have to wait to be able to get their businesses open, they may not reopen at all. That's why it's important to try to move forward.
Yeah. Now, the big banks are temporarily locked out of the Fed Small Business Virus Loan Program. You know why, don't you?
Well, I think that's because other big companies were you know, pretty much hogging all the money.
Thank you. And the big banks were giving it to their buddy, who's, you know, the big large accounts they had there. That wasn't the purpose of it. So now they're having the community banks, the smaller banks, are getting an opportunity to give the money to the people that should have gotten it to begin with. By the way, the Democrats have proposed a new wealth tax to help reduce income inequality. Isn't that nice?
Well, one wonders how that plays. I mean, they think they're going to get some kind of purchase there, you know, with the voters. But what it really is going to sound like is we're going to make this thing worse for everybody. You know, those who are business owners and so forth who are even struggling right now, they're not going to invest.
I heard one big city mayor talking about the fact they lost all this revenue and they were going to have to raise their property taxes. So they were going to raise their property taxes by 31.7% to pay for all the different things that they had to keep going.
This is
effective immediately, I might add.
Well, that would just, I can't imagine how that would work, especially when people don't even have a paycheck coming.
Time to move,
and time to maybe get the lawsuits going about stuff like that. That just can't stand, you know, in the real world. They're not realizing that the very people who are trying to hold on to their property may not have a job because the government told them to shut down.
Yeah, and the National Restaurant Coalition, which is a group of a lot of smaller restaurants, is now asking Congress for a $120 billion relief fund bailout for their smaller restaurants that they say are going to just absolutely close their doors forever if they don't get money. And I can believe that. I can believe that.
Yes. Restaurants, as we know, are one of the hardest businesses you can ever do.
That's right.
And the profit margins are very, very small.
Yeah.
As I understand.
Yeah.
And so it's just been so rough. You can't turn everything off for 2 months.
Now, have you been to a Starbucks lately?
I have not.
I don't go to Starbucks, but I drive by two of them every day when I'm on the way to the radio station. And both of them have got these long lines. It's just a question of which one's going to have the longer line out in the road and down the street. I can't believe it that people are sitting in these lines to get their Starbucks coffee for a half an hour, 45 minutes to get to the window. That's loyalty.
It's loyalty and
stupid, I guess.
Well, and I've seen similar lines as well at the corner Starbucks as I drive through my community. So, yeah, it seems to be a phenomenon.
All righty. Well, tell everybody how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Make sure you catch him. KyleWarrenShow.com. It's a good program, and I wholeheartedly endorse it. All right. We're coming right back with a trucker. No, we're not either. That's not yet. We're coming back with a military and veterans news segment. Quite a lot going on there. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says new coronavirus cases are continuing to decline. So he says governors will now take over and his administration's guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will begin to fade out. Speaking to a group of business leaders, including CEOs from the Waffle House and Toyota, President Trump says they will be important to an economic restart.
They're great companies and they'll do very well, hopefully better than ever before, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing tremendous pent-up demand.
Vice President Mike Pence says 35 states are now making plans to reopen, and they'll have more tests on hand.
We're doing more than a million tests a week now, 5.8 million tests total. We expect by next month very quickly to be at a capacity to do more than 2 million tests a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment. A lot of stuff to talk about there tonight, too. Military is very active. Another aircraft carrier headed out to the South China Sea has left from Washington State, and we wish them Godspeed, the USS Nimitz. I'll have all that and more brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, we know that more and more people are just kind of shopping around looking to see where the best offer might be for jobs and whatnot. This is a good time where people are going to start looking to perhaps find another career or do something different. And let me tell you a little bit about the National Aviation Academy and what becoming an aviation maintenance tech can mean for you. First of all, it's a 14-month course. Veterans Your GI Bill will probably cover most of what's going on there. If not, then they have a program, commercial loan program, just like a student loan, where you can get involved with that. Now, the other thing is, civilians, whoever you are and you want to get involved in this, they have programs there for you, too. So there is financing available, so that is not a problem. Now, becoming an aviation maintenance tech, what this can mean for you is 40 hours a week will give you about $60,000 a year to start with. Now, that's not too shabby. That's not too shabby. Can you make a lot more than that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatever your God-given ability is. So, check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. naa.edu. And after you do that, then give them a call to schedule a tour at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. I'm telling you right now. So there you go. Now, with all that being said, let's take a look. And like I said, the aircraft carrier Admiral Nimitz put out to sea. And they are headed over to the South China Sea. There's two aircraft carriers that are over there right now, which actually they're taking the place of, because they're out of service at the moment because of the COVID-19 virus. And somebody mentioned something to me about the border wall, so let me give you the update. Now, when it comes to the border wall, the Pentagon is moving to scuttle nearly 19 more military construction projects, including $274 million worth in Europe to deter Russia. And what it's going to do is use it for deferred money to pay for more of Donald Trump's border wall, which is a priority because of the fact that we still have people that are trying to get into this country, and in some cases are coming in here. Many of them, by the way, are testing positive for the COVID-19 virus. So this is a priority. We need to stop that. And that's what we're doing in completing the wall. Now, the other thing is, there will be Purple Hearts awarded to all the troops injured during the January 8th Iranian missile barrage on the Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq. This announcement was made yesterday. And the Navy's Blue Angels and Thunderbirds, which were supposed to be performing Saturday here in Tampa during a flyover honoring the first responders and the health workers, that's not going to happen. It'll probably happen at another time, but it just won't happen this weekend. Also, the military is closing the gap between the new COVID-19 cases and recoveries, with some 52 service members testing positive for coronavirus, which is a 0.8%, 0.8% rise. The Defense Department saw one of its lowest days ever in terms of increases since back in February, and an almost equal number of recoveries, with 45 troops cleared of COVID-19 on the very same day. Now, bipartisan leaders on the House Armed Services Committee vowed to pass the annual defense policy bill this year, even as the coronavirus pandemic keeps congressional schedules in limbo. Because the Congress, as you well know, is not coming back for at least another week, maybe two, all depends. And, of course, Nancy said, well, that's on the advice of the doctors because we can't afford to get sick and this, that, and the other. Yeah, fine, whatever. Whatever, Nancy. Go home. Eat your ice cream. Now, Iran's Revolutionary Guard claimed last week to have put its first military satellite into orbit, revealing in the process a secret space program that fuels already escalating tensions between the U.S. and Tehran. Because if they've got an ICBM that can put something up into orbit, then that ICBM can probably travel a fair ways, maybe into Europe or over the ocean. We'll see. Now, Chinese authorities said that they have sortied our ships and aircraft to track, monitor, verify, and identify and expel U.S. warships that have been in the South China Sea. How are they going to do that? How are they going to expel our ships in international waters? I can't wait to see that one. And U.S. military officials in Djibouti were preparing to lock down Camp Lemonnier indefinitely after a second contractor tested positive for the coronavirus and was evacuated from the East African country. Meanwhile, U.S. forces in Japan have ordered the approximately 50,000 active duty service members under its umbrella to maintain a log of daily personal contacts and interactions to track the potential spread of the coronavirus. Now, that's not a bad idea. And General Khalifa Haftar, the rebel leader who controls Libya's oil-rich east, recently declared he has a popular mandate to rule all of the North African nation of Libya, a move that will give Russia the upper hand if he can succeed in taking Tripoli amid nearly a decade's worth of sectarian strife and war. And we'll see where that goes. By the way, of the 325 active-duty suicides in 2018, soldiers and Marines that took their own lives, 150% more often than sailors and airmen, the Marines were the ones that were taking their own lives, and that's really sorry to hear, according to a new report released by the Defense Department. Now, a group of 10 Senate Democrats has joined a growing chorus of critics challenging Defense Secretary Mark Esper's leadership amid the COVID-19 pandemic, saying the lack of clear guidance from the Pentagon's top civilian has put service members at risk and undermined readiness. You know, these guys, these Democratic senators, I'm sorry, you couldn't please them if you handed them gold bullion, because they're going to do anything they can to go after any of President Trump's people, including President Trump. We know that. So they just need to sit down, be quiet, and do the jobs. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. They're on vacation. Well, why are they getting paid? Why are they getting paid? Now, the COVID-19 pandemic's impacts on the U.S. economy are likely to create a long-term problem for the DOD's ability to keep weapons flowing. That's being said by one of our intel people. And according to CNN, the Defense Department is actively weighing reducing the number of active duty troops on the southern border with Mexico and replacing them with members of the National Guard, which would bring the deployment into line with previous military operations on the U.S.-Mexican border under George Bush and the Obama administrations. Two U.S. defense officials told CNN. You want to know something? I don't believe them yet. Until we get this COVID-19 thing under control, the National Guard's not going anywhere. Fact. Until we get the COVID-19 under control. All right. I'll be back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. Brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. And to everybody that's out there in the roads tonight, be safe, be careful. Remember, we don't want to be talking about you. So you guys take care, and I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll through the overnight hours live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fly shotgun. Fly shotgun.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Woman, and that's a song that a lot of people remember from many moons ago, and I just thought I'd play another oldie but goodie right there. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. And again, you truckers out there in the highways and byways, you need a shower? Got it. Need your laundry done? Got it. Need a place to park for your 10-hour break? Got it. Need fuel? Got it. Need food? Got it. Stop by and see them. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well worth the stop. Now, a strong cold front and low-pressure system will bring a swath of rainfall, some locally heavy to the eastern U.S. from Florida northward all the way into the northeast Thursday into Friday. In the meantime, flood watches are in effect from the central Appalachians across the middle Atlantic and northeastern U.S. In addition, a few strong to severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds also are possible in that area. Now, we are looking right now at some rain, which not only is down here in Florida, and I might add, over on the east coast of Florida, from Jacksonville on down to Daytona, that front that's come through my area has now worked its way over to the east side of Florida, and that's where it is. You've got quite a bit of wind tonight in South Carolina if you're going up I-95, and that's because of a front that's going up along the Atlantic coastline out to sea. It's all the way from Georgia all the way up on into Massachusetts right now, but that is working its way up and out. Now, that's causing a lot of rain tonight in West Virginia, in the mountains of Virginia, in the mountains of Maryland, as well as Maryland proper. You're getting rain around Norfolk. You're getting rain around Richmond, Washington, D.C. Looks like you got rain there. Rain is on the way, if not already there, to Jersey and Delaware and half of Pennsylvania tonight. You've got rain all the way up and down the Pennsylvania Turnpike Northeast Extension and all the way out west past Harrisburg, as well as all the way up north into New York State, Binghamton, all the way across to Poughkeepsie. And some winds up along Lake Ontario tonight. And when you go back west towards Indiana, the northwestern corner of Indiana is getting some rain with some wind. You've also got some rain and a little bit of fog tonight in the western part of Michigan, right along the lake. And Illinois, northeastern Illinois, to include Chicago, you're getting some rain there. Southeastern Wisconsin, some rain there. Warm temperatures tonight out in Nebraska, so be advised of that. Plus, there's a fire threat advisory there today. That's how dry it is in that part of the country. In Colorado tonight, you've got some wind west of I-25 and some dry conditions, so warm temperatures there as well. Montana, Billings, and Bozeman tonight, got some rain up in there, scattered showers. You've got a little bit of rain. From about Battle Mountain east all the way over to Wendover on I-80 in Nevada. Wind south of Reno tonight on down through the, about 100 miles south out of Reno with some wind there tonight. And then, wow, Las Vegas, Nevada, warm, warm, warm. That's all I can say. Over towards Mesquite, Nevada, warm as well. All the way up 15 towards Mesquite. Now, coming on down to Kingman, Arizona, and up over the top of Henderson, Nevada, over the big dam there, Hoover Dam, down into Kingman. You've got very warm temperatures there, 105 degrees plus. Down into Phoenix, 105, 110 degrees plus. Over to Tucson, same thing. Over to the New Mexico line, same thing. Yuma, Arizona, same thing. Calexico, California, Barstow, California, east of San Bernardino, going out across I-10. Very warm temperatures tonight, so be advised it's going to be another one of those days, and you got a couple days of that kind of weather out there in California. Now, don't forget to take a good look at the pilots and the Flying J's next time you stop on by, because if you don't have their fuel card, or if you don't have their driver's point card to where the drivers get points and you can use them for purchases in the store and discounts on meals and whatnot, then you should think about doing that, because that's one thing that they do. And they do a really good job of it because they take care of the drivers. They know without the drivers stopping by, because you can buy fuel anywhere your fuel card tells you to go. You don't have to stop there, but they appreciate the fact that you do. And again, the pilots and the Flying J's go out of their way to take care of America's truckers. And that's saying something right now in the day and age when we got some places where the drivers can't even park anymore. But it is what it is. And I want to say hello to Virginia. And let's see. Hello to Elizabeth. And hello to LJ. And hello to Lynn up in Cape Cod. They've all chimed in here in the last few minutes. But right now I'm going to go on over here to our friend Denise Simon, who happens to be on the phone right there. There you are. I had to push the right button. How you doing?
Good morning.
What's going on again? Because we had more breaking news last night about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. I mean, wow, this is really getting to be something.
Well, what came out on is there's still more to come, by the way.
Right.
But what came out last night were four pages. And the four pages had an awful lot of handwritten notes to them, and the handwritten notes are the key, but we don't know who handwritten notes they are. We can maybe guess, but we don't know specifically. In those four pages, it's not anything that we didn't already know that, the FBI had set up Flynn. When they visited the White House to question him without attorneys. So we didn't, we've known that for quite some time. Now we just have that evidence. It's now proven in the four pages. So it's probably too early to ask the judge, well, it may not be, to ask the judge to dismiss all the charges.
Uh-huh.
To drop everything in this particular case so he can have the ability, the pathway to, seek some kind of restitution on all of this. The reason I say it might be just a little bit early is because there's more coming.
Mm-hmm.
And from his attorney, Sidney Powell, we're learning that these four pages are bad enough. But the more that are, so things are supposed to be released today,
uh-huh,
is even worse. So I think you have to have necessarily the whole case, all the documents, in order to compel the judge, hey, judge, you know, drop everything. Let's restore everything that this guy had earned in his career, and so that he has the ability to sue or seek some kind of consequence.
Now, I heard something yesterday about the U.S. Attorney Durham, that he has added more people to his staff in lieu of all of this stuff that's coming out, and suddenly his investigation has picked up full speed again.
Well, I don't know that it's picked up full speed again. I think he's been operating at full speed. But I don't think that it has anything to do necessarily with Flynn. I think where he is at this moment, I think he may be finished with part of that. I think where it's necessarily going to go is back over to the other component on the Russia piece.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Taking a news break and coming right back, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour news. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.